Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Story Shots book summary and review of The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts by Gary Chapman. Life gets busy. Has The Five Love Languages been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Gary Chapman's popular book on love and relationships, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the Story Shots app to learn the juicy details. Introduction.
Do you feel loved? Do you think you're giving the kind of love your partner needs? The language of love is extremely complex. We all experience love in different ways and have different emotional needs. In The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman outlines how we all have our own love language. Each of us has a specific emotional need that needs to be satisfied so that we can feel loved. Therefore, in each romantic relationship, we need to understand our partner's love language better. Strong relationships can last when both partners understand each other's love language. The Five Love Languages was first published in 1992 and has since become a bestseller, with millions of copies sold worldwide. It explains there are five love languages that we use to express and receive love. These are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each person has a primary love language. Understanding and speaking this language can greatly improve relationships.
Story Shots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
About Gary Chapman.
Gary Chapman is an American author and radio talk show host. He is best known for the Five Love Languages series. However, he is also a prominent Christian. He is currently the senior associate pastor at Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He was born in China in 1938, where his parents were missionaries. He got his undergraduate degree from Moody Bible Institute and his graduate degree from Wheaton College. He worked as a pastor and a counselor for many years. Then he wrote The Five Love Languages. The book became a bestseller and launched his career as an author and speaker. Chapman has written other books on relationships and communication. These include The Five Love Languages of Children, The Five Love Languages of Teenagers, The Five Love Languages of Apology, and The Five Love Languages, Military Edition. He has also written several books on marriage and parenting. Love doesn't keep a score of wrongs. Love doesn't bring up past failures. None of us is perfect. In marriage, we do not always do the right thing. We have sometimes done and said hurtful things to our spouses. We cannot erase the past. We can only confess it and agree that it was wrong. We can ask for forgiveness and try to act differently in the future. Having confessed my failure and asked forgiveness, I can do nothing more to mitigate the hurt it may have caused my spouse. When I have been wronged by my spouse and she has painfully confessed it and requested forgiveness, I have the option of justice or forgiveness. If I choose justice and seek to pay her back or make her pay for her wrongdoing, I am making myself the judge and her the felon. Intimacy becomes impossible. If, however, I choose to forgive, intimacy can be restored. Forgiveness is the way of love. Gary Chapman.
Story shot 1. Love is a human need.
Love is a universal goal for humans. No matter our backgrounds, societies, or preferences, we all want to experience love. However, what is unique to each individual is the type of love that complements their emotional health. What love means to you is related to what gives you emotional fulfillment. This is why we claim to love people, but also activities and items. We are all fueled by love. Without love, our emotional needs will be left unmet, and we will struggle to enjoy the other parts of our life. For example, a marriage without love will make it difficult to enjoy other parts of your life. Chapman provides an example of a client who struggled with this exact dilemma. His client was wealthy, but material possessions could not fulfill his emotional needs. He was still miserable, as his wife didn't love him anymore.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Story shot 2. Communication is the solution to relationship challenges.
Encouragement requires empathy and seeing the world from your spouse's perspective. We must first learn what is important to our spouse. Only then can we give encouragement. With verbal encouragement, we are trying to communicate, I know, I care, I am with you, how can I help? We are trying to show that we believe in him and in his abilities. We are giving credit and praise. Gary Chapman. Relationships will always have a honeymoon period. However, this feeling will eventually fade. Therefore, your relationship must be built on a foundation of sound communication. The stages of love can show us how relationships have to adapt with time. The first phase of love is characterized by attraction and is called the in-love phenomenon. These experiences are obsessive. You instinctively want to spend all your time with this other person. However, this phase is underpinned by our evolutionary drive to reproduce. Therefore, this initial phase is clouded by irrational judgments rather than rational thought. Psychologist Dorothy Tenoff studied lots of couples and found most relationships only last 2 years. After our in-love phenomenon wears off, we struggle to maintain our romantic relationships. It is possible to overcome the period when the in-love phenomenon wears off. The fundamental tool for doing this is communication. Humans have emotional needs that obsessive love cannot accommodate. Gary explains how true love is based on changing your attitude and thinking about others' needs. To have a successful marriage, talk openly about your expectations and emotions with your partner. This is what true love is about.
Story shot 3. Understand your partner's love language.
Love is unique to each individual. Therefore, people feel and express love differently. Based on this, understanding your partner's love language is vital for your relationship's health. Understanding your partner's love language will take time and effort. However, it is essential for all partners. Even long relationships can end when partners don't understand each other's love language. Although partners share many habits, partners will not share the same love language. Hence, it is common for partners to coexist happily for years. Then, one partner realizes the other has misunderstood them completely.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Story Shot 4. Use words of affirmation to express love.
Compliments are crucial in relationships. The Greek philosopher Xenophon referred to this when he said, "Praise is the sweetest of all sounds." These words are as valid today as they were thousands of years ago. Words of affirmation will help your love flourish. Provide verbal compliments to your partner as often as possible. However, you do not want these compliments to be overwhelming. It is better when these compliments are simple and straightforward. You want them to be natural and part of your everyday relationship. You should be easily able to identify areas where your partner excels. This might be in their childcare, how they appear on a specific day, or how well they perform at work. However, suppose you are struggling with articulating these thoughts. In that case, you can use newspapers, magazines, or TV episodes to identify how others use words of affirmation to support their partners. Words of affirmation can also benefit you. Words of affirmation function well as requests. Requests in isolation sound like demands. However, if you sweeten a request, your partner will be more inclined to help. The author provides another example of a client where this approach was successful. The client had been asking her husband to paint their bedroom for 9 months. Chapman suggested she stop complaining about him being lazy and start complimenting him for being productive. Merely 3 weeks later, her husband started painting their bedroom without even being prompted. Verbal compliments are a much more effective incentive than making criticisms.
Story Shot 5. Quality time is time well spent.
Camp out in the living room. Spread your blankets and pillows on the floor. Get your Pepsi and popcorn. Pretend the TV is broken and talk like you used to when you were dating. Talk till the sun comes up or something else happens. If the floor gets too hard, go back upstairs and go to bed. You won't forget this evening. Gary Chapman. It is essential for your relationship that you spend quality time with your partner. In the modern age, we all tend to get distracted by technology. But every time you prioritize technology over your partner, you decrease the love in your relationship. As humans, time is one of our most valuable commodities. Therefore, taking time away from your other passions to spend time with your loved one will be well received. The word quality in quality time is key. Spending time together in the same room is not the same as focusing on each other and nothing else. Spending time together without distractions will help both of your emotional needs to be met. Gary uses the examples of watching a football game together or staring at a computer as poor quality time. Instead, you should be engaging in top quality conversations and activities. Top quality activities are things that both partners want to be doing. The more often you spend quality time together, the more memories you will have to look back on. Examples of sufficient quality time are strolling in a park, gardening, or preparing a meal together.
Story Shot 6. Surprise your partner with gifts.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the Story Shots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to GetStoryShots.com and download the app today.
Interested in diving deeper into this topic? Check out our related book summaries, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, Difficult Conversations by Douglas Stone and Sheila Heen, Crucial Conversations by Carrie Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Stephen R. Covey, Sex at Dawn by Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jetha, Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel, The Way of the Superior Man by David Deda, Models by Mark Manson, No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert Glover, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus by John Gray, Kama Sutra by Vatsyayana, Bonk by Mary Roach, Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller, The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work by John Gottman, Get the Guy by Matthew Hussey, Why Men Love Bitches by Sherry Argoff.